The Los Angeles restaurant Guelaguetza is well known for its regional Mexican cuisine. As it celebrates its 25th anniversary, co-owner Bricia Lopez has written a cookbook. It's of her family's recipes from Oaxaca in southern Mexico. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco talked to Lopez, her brother and sister, about celebrating the holidays with food and the Oaxacan tradition of giving thanks.
Since making their way from the Mexican state of Oaxaca to Los Angeles in the 1990s, the Lopez family has celebrated Thanksgiving with a mix of flavors and cultures. Here's how Fernando Lopez Jr. and his sister Bricia describe it.
Mashed potatoes, beans, turkey, jalapeno.
We'll probably then have like some mezcal to kind of just digest.
I didn't know that was like just us for the longest time. I thought it was like everybody did that.
Their Thanksgiving dinner also includes green spaghetti in poblano salsa, a black bean puree, and Marie Callender pies. Bricia says their mother learned to cook American food to celebrate the holiday in their new country, but always with a Oaxacan flair. And it turns out that Thanksgiving is probably the most Oaxacan holiday in the U.S. Guelaguetza, the name of their Koreatown restaurant, is a Zapotec word that means to give and receive.
It's rooted in indigenous traditions.
So their Thanksgiving honors the many indigenous cultures of Oaxaca.
It really is the place where corn was born, where they find the earliest traces of tomato, where you find the biggest variety of chiles. I have so much respect for so many women that really have single-handedly preserved hundreds of years of culture through their food and through their cooking, because they haven't changed the way they make things for generations and generations and generations.
This generation of Lopezes, Bricia, Fernando, and Paulina, continue their family's Oaxacan traditions. After their parents retired, they started running the restaurant they grew up in. Their father emigrated to L.A. in the 90s, and it wasn't long before he was selling Oaxacan food to his paisanos. A year after opening Guelaguetza, the late L.A. Times food critic Jonathan Gold cemented its star on the city's culinary map. Lopez dedicated the cookbook to him.
He was an essential part of not just Los Angeles and to many other restaurants, but also to my family's success. He was always super supportive.
Gold called Guelaguetza the best Oaxacan restaurant in the country. 4 years ago, it earned a prestigious James Beard Award. Bricia Lopez says the new cookbook she co-wrote with Gold's protege, Javier Cabral, includes the restaurant's signature recipes for smoky mezcal cocktails and rich moles.
Mole is, I would say, one of the mother sauces of Oaxaca, a combination of a few chiles and spices together. There is a little bit of chocolate in there just to round out the flavors and add the hint of sweetness. And, you know, it really is the perfect balance of salty, sweetness, spice.
But Lopez wants people to know Oaxacan food is more than just mole and mezcal. The cookbook also includes soups, salsas, desserts, and tlayudas, sort of bean-smeared pizzas. A visit to Fernando's home in South L.A. begins with him offering a michelada, a crisp lager mixed with the restaurant's concoction of lime, tomato, and spices. He starts by rubbing the rim of a chilled glass around a dish of chamoy, a thick, grainy chile sauce.
And it's more reminiscent of like Mexican candy.
Then he rubs the rim with tajin, a blend of chile, lime, and sea salt.
That's a tajin. And we'll get a bottle of michelada mix. We'll shake it. We're gonna add some mix. Just add beer, is that easy? You ready? Cheers.
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 One staple of their Thanksgiving feast is a puree of black beans, frijoles made with toasted chiles and dried avocado leaves, which are charred.
My mom would do it like straight in the fire.
Paulina holds a leaf over the flame.
You have to be very careful because if you don't know how to do it, then they'll just get burned. But all you want is like a little char.
Paulina, Fernando, and Bricia say the avocado leaves give their food that quintessential Oaxaca flavor.
For me, it smells like smoke and chile. That also gives it like a little spice hint to the frijoles. It smells like when you walk into a backyard in a town and the ladies are making tortillas and the wood is like burning.
It smells like earth, like just like being in touch with nature.
This is what my grandma's hair would smell like on the regular. You know, I think the avocado leaf has a very... It's similar to the bay leaf, and when you actually roast anything, those smells really heighten.
This Thanksgiving, the Lopez siblings say they're grateful to share their recipes and their culture. The new cookbook is their Guelaguetza. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.